Welcome to this segment of Catholic Focus. I'm your host, Jonah Bostinski, and today I'm joined by Sister Mary Catherine Rose. Thank you for being with us here at Holy Family Radio, Sister.
Well, in return to your thank you, I'm thanking you. It's a joy, a blessing, and a grace to be able to be part of Holy Family Radio and tell my little story of my vocation and for our brothers and sisters to learn something and may not even know that we exist in the diocese.
Yes, a lot of our listeners may know you, but some don't. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
All right. Well, I have been a hermitess, a consecrated hermit sister for August 15th. This year will be 33 years, and it has been a joy and a blessing. We have five hermits in the diocese altogether, including me, women hermits. In our lives, I was called to live a life alone with God in the silence of solitude, praying without ceasing, and we are actually, hermits actually take care and help with the grace of God only, of course, the spiritual warfare. I am very, very grateful. I have my own plan of life. Hermits have to write their own plan of life, go through a process of discerning and a process of meeting with the bishop and then being approved. And we have a plan of life. I have my own plan of life that is written as to how I'm going to live my day of prayer. And that is really signed when we make our public consecration into the hands of the bishop at Holy Mass. We actually all sign, the bishop, myself, I believe the vicar religious also may. We sign, this is what before God I have consecrated myself to do. We give our lives for God first, of course, the world and the diocese, and making reparation for our sins and the sins of the world. And we are not supported by the church monetarily, and we depend on God graces to take care of us. And I will say, all these 33 years, the Lord has been very, very wonderful and beautiful in my life. He takes care of my every little need. So thank you, God. And the other thing is, we're hoping at this point in time in our life, we had gotten permission from the bishop to start a little colony of hermits on land, because as Bishop Gaynor had once said, the power of the prayer of the hermits is very essential, and it would be a blessing to have a colony of hermits because of the power of our prayer there on the same land, all praying and making reparation. Our life is one like everyone's life, but I think a little deeper in terms of spiritual warfare. I have mentioned many times that we're like little Marines on the front line, like Jesus when he was in the desert being tempted. And Satan cannot tempt God directly. He tempts through actually people, through us, and gets used to what our habits are. But the hermits are there to pray without ceasing and to help with the grace of God. Everything is a grace and it all comes from God, believe me. And that's what our vocation is. So in the times that we're living right now, the vocation is really very, very essential because we are praying with you and for you, for the church, for God. And we are really blessed and thankful, to be honest with you. So that's where I'm at, and anytime anybody really wants to get in touch with me, I have a website, and people do contact me, and any women that feel a little nudge, you know, that maybe this is something God may be interested in having them find out about. So that's basically where I am.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Sister, about the number of people in our diocese that don't know that we have hermits among us, so... I mean, I'm surprised about it all the time. And you say there are five of you now? Is
yes,
that correct?
There's five. Well, I believe, the life is in an interior separate. Well, it's actually an interior detachment from the world and worldly things. Most of the time, we're not recluses. Our life is hidden, but our life really is a detachment and an interior separation. So I, you know, there's so much to talk about hermits. I mean, St. Anthony of the Desert and all the hermits before us and many saints that were hermits like St. Francis of Assisi, etc. But for some reason, it's not spoken about too often. That's probably why people don't know about us.
Yeah, let's mention the website before we forget to. It's flowerofcarmelhermitage.org, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's flowerofcarmelhermitage.org.
That's correct.
Okay. You mentioned that you don't get financial support from the diocese. So I think a few times a year you do a fundraising event. Now you have one coming up, I believe, in May, May 2nd, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And your guest speaker is going to be Father John Zeta.
Yes. Right?
And he's our diocesan exorcist.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if anyone has not heard Father Zeta speak, you've got to go to this event, right?
Yes.
The reservations are due Thursday, April 18th, and you can make those by mail. You can mail it to Flower of Carmel Hermitage Incorporated, P.O. Box 1221, Camp Hill, 17011. You can email it to FLWR Carmel Secretary at proton.com. You can also call 717-372-3909. That's 717-372-3909 for that event. And basically, it's going to be a dinner, and Father will be speaking. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
For those people that don't know who Father Zeta is, he's an outstanding speaker. You want to say some words about Father Zeta? I know you're close to him.
Well, Father Zeta, at one point in my life, was my spiritual director. He's known me from 1991, actually, when I made my vows, he was present. And he is a wonderful, wonderful priest, very knowledgeable, very kind, and he has much wisdom, believe me.
Yes.
He has much, much wisdom. And when he talks, you know that God and the Holy Spirit is speaking right through him. So I know what's coming up for our nonprofit that helps support me and my vocation. Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't really know his theme and what he plans to say, but he lets the Holy Spirit just take over. So we may be in for a nice little surprise, but I can tell you it's worth listening to.
Exactly. And I know that you have a great devotion to a saint. Can you tell us a little bit about your favorite saint, sister?
Oh, my goodness gracious. One of my favorite saints, I will say, it is Saint Charbel. Now, Saint Charbel actually is a Maronite. He's referred to as a monk, priest, hermit, because he was all of those things. He is the Maronite Catholic Church, and he is well known. So he came from Lebanon, the Middle East there, and he was a monk at 23, and he became a priest at 31, and then at 46, he became a hermit. No one saw his face when he was alive. And when he did pass, there was a beautiful light around his tomb. And he has had over 30,000 miracles. He has come to many people in their dreams, and many healings have taken place. Very, very powerful. But for me, he is a hermit. So he's like our father hermit kind of thing. Go to him, and he sort of watches over us, and we're really very grateful. So I really recommend people to check him out. And there's two spellings. Saint Charbel is Charbel or Charbel. So check him out, and certainly maybe we may even, who knows, the night of our fundraiser, if some things will come up with regard to him that you don't know. But he is now in the time of the spiritual warfare. He combats very beautifully as a hermit. And so I look to him a lot and didn't know him until a few years ago, but now he's becoming very popular in the United States and people are beginning to learn more and more.
Yeah, when I heard about the number of miracles, that just blew my mind. I mean, it's some astronomical number of miracles, correct?
Right. And they're still coming. You know, I mean, he doesn't really stop.
A fascinating saint that people don't talk about, right? We have so many, all these saints that we have looking after us. But wow, if you haven't had a connection with him yet, you need to do so, right?
Well, it is. I just want to say that this coming Saturday, in Pittsburgh, they're dedicating and opening up or continuing St. Charbel Spiritual Center. And as a hermit, I don't normally go to different things, but since the Lord is interested in our vocation, maybe a community, or I wouldn't say a community, I would say hermits living on the same land and praying in their own hermitages, but on the same land, I have been invited to attend this spiritual opening, and the bishop, you know, has given me permission, and it's just wonderful. So you can pray for me and all of us, and I'll learn more about St. Charbel, I think, when I go to Pittsburgh on Saturday.
What a fantastic opportunity, sister.
Oh, amen.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, so I want to plug again your event that's coming up on May 2nd. And if you have any questions about it, we gave all that information, but give us a call at the radio station here if you have a question. Our number is 717-525-8110. And we're going to put a link on our website also. So you'll be able to link right from our website, 720whyf.com, directly to your website, sister. So it's easy for our listeners to become involved and support the ministry that you have. We don't realize it's like the communion of saints. Sometimes we don't think about all of those saints that are praying for us. And we have hermit nuns like you behind the scenes praying for us too that we don't even think about. So thank you for your ministry and all that you do for us here in the Diocese of Harrisburg.
Well, thank you, and thank God, and thank you, Joe. Thank you, you know, Family Radio. Just absolutely blessed, and we thank God we have you.
Yeah, well, we're going to see if we can fill up that hall there. Oh, by the way, the dinner is at St. Anne Byzantine Church, right? We forgot to mention that. We're going to fill up that hall this time, correct,
yes,
sister?
Yes, St. Anne's Byzantine Church. The doors open at 6 o'clock on May 2nd, and it's in their hall. Mm-hmm. And come on down. We would love to see you.
Thank you very much. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Catholic Focus here at Holy Family Radio. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. Christ, Community, Catholic. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720.
Nourishing our Catholic family, sharing our faith with others.